This is the Game Addict Hotline for November 5th, 2006, episode 59.
So, you're interested in beating those video games. You want your quarters to go farther. Well, sit back and listen carefully. The secrets, techniques, and skills to master the play and to extend your playing time on all the latest and most popular video games are contained in this album. The author,
Game Addict Hotline,
is an Atari Champion finalist. On this record,
Game Addict Hotline
reveals the strategies and tips which helped to make him one of the most skilled players in America. So listen well and learn from him how you too can become a skilled player, have hours of fun, and conquer the video craze. Good luck!
Welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys can be here. My name is Luke. So anyway, let's go ahead and I want to thank you guys for coming and listening to the show this week. I'm going to go ahead and go right through our site news very quickly. First off, I want to go ahead and go through our contest. I'm going to want to go ahead and congratulate Dragon Slayer. He is a listener at the All Games Network, and he actually got himself a Pogo.com card, a Netbarble.net LCD wipe for the phone, and also we got a Magic the Gathering mouse pad. So we're going to go ahead and congratulate him on that. And we'll go ahead and we'll start our new contest over again. So once again, I've got a Pogo.com free month subscription, and I've also got myself a Netmarble.net LCD wiper for your phone. So if you guys go ahead and email me with the subject line contest at gameactline@gmail.com, we'll go ahead and we'll get you into the contest. Next up, want to go ahead and do the videos. I only got one video real quick because I was just busy all week, and so this is the only one I saw that was actually interesting. And it mixes my Japanese love affair and my video game love affair. It's called Super Goryeo Brothers. I'll go ahead and I'll have a link to the video. Also, the last week I had the videos on Zelda from the retrospective that Game Trailers was having, and they just added another one. So they have part 4, and then I think next week part 5, and that should be the whole complete set. So you guys go ahead and you should check out all those. They were actually pretty cool. Also, I'm going to have a new episode of Cross Platform coming up this week, so if you guys are ready for it, I'll be shipping that out sometime in the mid-week or late week. And finally, I want to go ahead and ask if there's any people from Europe who know any really good journalists. I'd love to go ahead and I want to do a cross-platform with people in Europe. So that's going to be it for my news. Let's go right into our video game news. Our first news story, the third annual Serious Games Summit was held this past week in Washington, D.C., with discussions over the use of video games as teaching tools for different jobs. Most serious game makers working in the serious game industry were showing off their games, such as an astronaut simulator, medical simulators, and mostly military-based games for the help of soldiers in Iraq. Ben Sawyer, co-director of the Serious Game Initiative, commented that Serious Games has got very far to go, but in a good way that is nowhere but up. As we start to unlock where we can use games and where they can be successful, and as commercial gaming hurdles forward and we can gain it by trailblazing technology they churn out, the things we will be able to do 2 to 3 years from now will be more amazing. Alright, our next news story. Large magazine distributor, conference initiator, and the creators of the For Dummies books series, International Data Group, announced this past week that they are resurrecting the E3 of old with the unofficial name of Games Pro Expo this past week. The expo, named after Game Pro's magazine, has been commented on by the IDG to be a replica of the old E3, even down to the same conference center, the Los Angeles Convention Center. The first expo will start in mid-October 2007. IDG also commented that the former E3 creators, Entertainment Software Association, will endorse the new conference and will be in partnership with the new conference. no word on the official name of the conference. Our next news story, Edge Magazine announced this week in their newest magazine some rumors about the Nintendo Wii that became true. The UK magazine announced that Nintendo has signed CNN for the news channel with no comment from Nintendo on the truthfulness of that rumor. The other rumor that was later confirmed by GameIndustry.biz is that a special DVD movie playing edition of the Wii will be released in Japan. Nintendo commented that the special edition system would not come to Europe or America in the near future. This is not the first time Nintendo has done this, as a special edition DVD movie playing GameCube that also played MP3s and music CDs called the Panasonic Q was released in December of 2001. Alright, our final news story. Penny Arcade this week has started its annual charity work, Child's Play, to give toys to children in hospitals across the world. This year included more international hospitals, with Australia and Egypt added to the UK's Alderhairs Children's Hospital. I urge all of you to donate to your nearest hospital, as the Penny Arcade hopes to beat last year's total of $605,000. Alright, let's go ahead and look at our top anticipated games at Gamefly.com this week. Number 5, Bully for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Need for Speed Carbon for the Xbox 360. Number 3, Gears of War for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Marvel Ultimate Alliance for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top anticipated game at Gamefly.com is Fear for the Xbox 360. Alright, let's look at our top 5 games in Japan this past week. Number 5, Utaware Urumono for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Pokemon Pearl for the Nintendo DS. Number 3, Tales of the Tempest for the Nintendo DS. Number 2, Pokemon Diamond for the Nintendo DS. And the number 1 top game in Japan this week is Otana no Joshikiroku Training DS, otherwise known as Common Sense Training DS for the Nintendo DS. Alright, let's look at our top games in the UK this week. Number 5, Bully for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Worldwide Soccer Manager 2007 for the PC. Number 3, The Sims 2 Pets for the PC. Number 2, FIFA 2007 for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top game in the UK this week is Winning 11 Pro Evolution Soccer 2007 for the Xbox 360. Alright, let's look at our new releases this week for the Xbox 360. Blitz the League by Midway. Tony Hawk's Project 8 by Activision. Bionicle Heroes by Eidos Interactive. Call of Duty 3 by Activision. Viva Pinata by Microsoft. For the Xbox and PlayStation 2, Call of Duty 3 by Activision. Tony Hawk's Project 8 by Activision. For the Xbox, there are no independent Xbox games this week. For the PlayStation 2, Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 2 by Atari. SOCOM US Navy SEALs Combined Assault by Sony. Disney's Chicken Little Ace in Action by Buena Vista Games. The Sopranos Road to Respect by THQ. Sega Genesis Collection by Sega. For the GameCube, there are no GameCube games released this week. For the PSP, Sega Genesis Collection by Sega. Tony Hawk's Project 8 by Activision. Activision Hits Remixed by Activision. Every Extend Extra by Buena Vista Games. Bubble Bobble Evolution by Rising Star. SOCOM US Navy SEALs Fireteam Bravo 2 by Sony. For the DS, Barbie and the 12 Dancing Princesses by Activision. Digimon World DS by Namco Bandai Games America. Uno Skippo Uno Free Fall by DSi Games. Micro Machines V4 by Codemasters. Bomberman Land Touch by Atlus. for the Game Boy Advance, Final Fantasy V Advance by Square Enix, The Sims 2 Pets by EA Games, Tony Hawk Downhill Jam by Activision, Polarium Advance by Nintendo. For the PC, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent by Ubisoft, 1701 AD by Aspyr. And the top game for this week is, it's a three-way tie for Gears of War by Microsoft for the Xbox 360, Guitar Hero 2 by Red Octane for the PlayStation 2, and Elite Beat Agents by Nintendo for the Nintendo DS. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take a break real quick and we'll come back with our game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Take your best swing at a future in a field you love at Edmonds Community College. Accounting, robotics, game animation, culinary arts, healthcare, paralegal, and more. Or turn the ultimate double play with a transfer degree from Edmonds Community College to a university, to the career of your dreams. Register now for fall quarter and hit a home run into your future at Edmonds Community College. Get started online at edcc.edu. That's edcc.edu.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at seattlepodcasting.net. And if you're ever interested in game design, visit Edmonds Community College at edcc.edu. Okay, let's look at our game trivia. Our first category is Super Smash Bros. Series. Number one. These are three of the five new characters in the newest Smash Bros. Game for the Wii. Number two, this is the developing team for the game. And number three, this is the amount of trophies that are in the American version of Super Smash Bros. Melee. All right, our next category, Destructoid, had a list of the best levels ever. Here are a few examples. Number one, this level, Facility, was in this James Bond game for the Nintendo 64. Number two, this opening level from Capcom's PS2 and GameCube game had you shooting zombie-like villagers as you try to find the president's daughter, Ashley Graham. And number three, this game from Sony has you fighting Colossus number 5, Avis Prieta, an enemy from the makers of the Eco series. Alright, our next category, Genesis RPGs. Number one, this RPG series from Sega went online with the Dreamcast and later with the GameCube and Xbox, but started with a four-game series on the Genesis. Number two, this lesser known RPG from Sega is the sequel to the game Shining in the Darkness, and it's a mix of strategy and RPG. And number three, this RPG game from Super Fighter Team is the only Genesis game released for the Genesis this year. Alright, let's go to our final question. It seems like everyone is getting out of the gray market with the PS3. Now, it seems another company will not be selling any Japanese PS3s to Europe after Sony sued Lixang out of existence. Now, this company has canceled all PS3 orders due to licensing and distribution limitations. But my question this week is, who is this gray market game seller, according to GameIndustry.biz? All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back with our game trivia answers. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Holy... Same graphics, same news.
It looks like the arcade, man.
Arcade, man.
16 bits.
16 bits!
All I can say is... Killer Instinct, only on Super NES. Complete with Killer Cut Game Music CD. It's totally...
What?
Uncensored.
Someone needs a new system.
The music is Voltage Clamp from Rubber Band Banjo, here at the PodSafe Music Network.
Hello, this is Oblivion from Eblow the Weblog and Podcast. That's eblowtheweblog.com.
What is Eblow the Weblog? That's a good question. It's part audio blog, it's part rant fest, it's flight seeing tours, it's sound seeing tours, it's talking with my friends and meeting new ones. Sometimes I take you flying with me, sometimes they take you driving with me, sometimes I even take you in the shower with me. It's a little bit of everything and anything. Most likely resulting in nothing. Come check it out and figure it out for yourself. eblowtheweblog.com. Or find me on the podcast Pickle, Pickle page 1501. And don't listen to Drew. It's not Eblow.
Don and Drew show 116.
So, I'm here to let you know that you can go check out part 2 of Flying with Drew.
That's kind of mean of you, flying with Drew like you're the only person there.
No, I said with your pilot Oblivion. Eblow.ratula.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That's his website. eblow.ratula.net.
And welcome back to the Game Act Online. Remember, we are part of the All Games Network. Visit them at allgames.com. All right, let's go ahead and let's look at our game trivia. Our first category was Super Smash Bros. Series. Number one, these are three of the five new characters in the newest Smash Bros. Game for the Wii. And the answer is, who are Pit, Meta Knight, Zero Suit Samus, Wario, and Solid Snake? Number two, this is the developer for the game. And the answer is, who is HAL Labs? And number three, this is the amount of trophies that are in the American version of Super Smash Bros. Melee. And the answer is, what is 290. Alright, our next category, best levels ever. Number one, this level, Facility, was in this James Bond game for the Nintendo 64. And the answer is, what is GoldenEye? Number two, this opening level from Capcom's PS2 and GameCube game has you shooting zombie-like villagers as you try to find the president's daughter, Ashley Graham. And the answer is, what is Resident Evil 4? And number three, this game from Sony has you fighting Colossus number 5, Avis Pereda, as an enemy from the makers of the Ico series. And the answer is, what is Shadow of the Colossus? Alright, our final category, Genesis RPGs. This RPG series from Sega went online with the Dreamcast, and later with the GameCube and Xbox, but started off with a four-game series on the Genesis. And the answer is, what is the Phantasy Star series? Number two, this lesser-known RPG from Sega is the sequel to the game Shining in the Darkness, and is a mix of strategy and RPG. And the answer is, what is Shining Force? And number three, this RPG game from Super Fighter Team is the only Genesis game released for the Genesis this year. And the answer is, what is Beggar Prince? Alright, let's look at our final question. It seems like everyone is getting out of the gray market with the PS3. Now it seems another company will not be selling any Japanese PS3s to anybody. My question for you this week was, who is this gray market game seller who canceled all PS3 orders due to licensing and distribution limitations? And the answer is, who is PlayAsia.com? Yeah, it looks like Sony's scaring everybody away. I feel bad for you Europeans that you're not going to be able to get any PS3s unless you guys go over to Japan and pick one up yourself. But it seems like almost nobody will be picking up PS3s in the near future due to all their troubles with getting the units out. So anyway, that's going to be it for this week. Remember, if you guys ever want to go and comment or have any suggestions or trivia that you would like to hear on the show, you can go ahead and email me at gameacthotline@gmail.com. And if you ever want to go ahead and let comments or even chat with me or even leave a message on the website, you can go ahead and do that by going to www.gameacthotline.com. Also, if you guys want to go ahead and leave a voice message on your phone, the phone number is 206-202-4367. And then also, if you guys want to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, you can do that through iTunes, Yahoo Podcasts, Odeo, Podnova, or the XP Stream. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley or become friends with us at Podcast Pickle. But that's going to be it for this week. It seems like a weird week for me, and I apologize if you didn't like this show, and I'll get a better show. And of course, we got the cross-platform show coming up, so you guys will have a great time listening to that. So anyway, let's go ahead and let you guys turn your video games back up, and you guys have a great week.